Okay, well, God bless you guys. I've been thinking a lot lately about gratitude and Thanksgiving. And just walking around thinking about it, I started to really ponder it and think about how being thankful makes me happier. It just makes me more peaceful. It makes me happier. It makes me more content when I'm thankful about things. And I started thinking about it and thought about how thankfulness is really just a response to all that God has done for us, to his goodness and his grace in our lives. And it brings us closer to him, and it gives us joy and peace, hope, and encouragement. I wanted to share a little bit about that. In Webster's dictionary, when you look up the word thankful, it says, an expression of gratitude or appreciation, a grateful feeling or an acknowledgement of a kindness expressed by words. The Old Testament workbook says about Thanksgiving, it says, a declaration of God's attributes and his works, and that when we declare God's attributes and works, we cannot help but be thankful for them. When looking at the word surrounding Thanksgiving, you find a bunch of pretty wonderful things. You find joy, gladness, rejoicing, the voice of melody, song, prayers, petitions, and more. So first off is, why be thankful? Well, we know that 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So that's pretty clear. It's God's will. So when we're thankful, it puts us right square in the middle of God's will, which is a really great place to be. I'm going to go to Psalm 69 first. And in Psalm 69, it says in verse 30, it says, I will praise the name of God with song, and I will multiply him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that has horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad. So that's the next reason about thanksgiving, is that it pleases God and it magnifies God. And we're thankful. One of the other verses that come often is in Psalms. It's used a lot in Psalms. It's used in Chronicles. It's used in Ezra. But it's the phrase, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And it's used in Psalm 136 also. And it's a pretty cool psalm to read the entire Psalm of 136, because it talks about all the things that God did and why they were thankful for him in all these ways. Verse 1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto God, unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. And then it goes on, and then at the very end, the psalm begins and ends with, in last verse, in verse 36, it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. In Psalm 92, so that's the next reason to give thanks, is because God is good in all ways, all the time. And in Psalm 92, in verse 1, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to his name. And I was thinking about that, singing praises to his name. When Moses wanted to see God's glory, and he wanted to make sure that God was going to go with him, and God tells him that he will make all of his goodness pass before him, and that he would proclaim the name of the Lord. And then in Exodus 34, in verse 6, it says, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. So God being so abundant in goodness, we want to talk about this in our lives and proclaim it and confess it in our lives. So what are some of the ways that we can show thanks? Well, one of the ways is by our words and in the things that we say, whether we're talking to ourselves with God or whether we're talking with others. In Psalm 26, it says, publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. So we're to talk to our Heavenly Father for all the provisions in all aspects of our life, and thanking him moment by moment in life. The other way that we give thanks is by speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians, we've read a lot of this before, it says in chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians. It lays out about speaking in tongues, and it says, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he not understands what thou sayest? For verily thou givest thanks well. And it also says that we had read earlier about magnifying God with thanksgiving. Speaking in tongues also magnifies God. And it says in Acts 10:46 that they heard them spoke with tongues and magnify God. And back in Psalms, the other way that we can give thanks is in Psalm 147. It talks about giving thanks unto God with songs. And in 147, verse 7, it says, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. So we can speak in tongues. We can proclaim God's word. We can proclaim all the things that he has done to us in his goodness and his kindness to us. And we can sing songs unto him. Go to Hebrews chapter 13. There's a phrase that's used in Hebrews. It's used also several times in the Old Testament. And a couple of times also in Psalms. In Hebrews 13, it's the phrase, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. So in Hebrews 13 and verse 15, it says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to God. We are to offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving continually with the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But this sacrifice is not an offering of the fruit of the ground or of animals as with the Old Testament, but it's a sacrifice of the love and admiration of our hearts in giving thanks to God. The sacrifice of thanksgiving refers back to the peace offering of the Old Testament. And Dave Berge, in his book, Jesus Christ, Our Approach Offering, talks about the peace offering and how it accompanied joy and thanksgiving. And he gives a pretty concise understanding of what it was. And he says, the peace offering was the only offering in the Old Testament where a portion of the sacrifice was returned to the offerer. A part was given to the priest, and then a part was given to God to be burnt on the altar. Unlike other offerings, all three parties, the offerer, the priest, and God, shared a portion of the peace offering. Each partook of the offering. This mutual partaking represented a full sharing and reconciliation with God, the priest, and the offerer. The offerer would take this his portion and sit to a fellowship meal with his family and friends. In eating the peace offering, the offerer and those who dined with him fully identified with all that the offering and the altar represented. This offering formed a touching picture of reconciliation, fellowship, and harmony between God and his people. So we see here that, you know, giving thanks, it was in this feast, was reconciliation, fellowship, and harmony between God and his people. It was a time of joy and feasting as God's wonderful works were being declared with rejoicing. Back in Psalm 107, in verse 22, it says, it uses this phrase again. And verse 22 says, and let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Thanksgiving is an expression of thanks to our Father for all that he has done and all that he continues to do in our life. Psalm 50 is another place where this sacrifice of thanksgiving is referred to. Says in verse 14. Let's go down to verse 7. We'll start in 7. Hear, O people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for the sacrifices or burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of your house, nor he goats out of the folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. So again, God here, it illustrates that God wants our hearts. He doesn't really want the animal sacrifice. The sacrifice of thanksgiving that we offer is one that comes from the heart, openly and freely, between us and him. Now let's go to Colossians in chapter 3. So then, how do we practice this daily thankfulness? And how do we place it in our lives? In Colossians 3 and verse 15, it says, "And the peace of God, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns with spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks unto God and the Father by him." So this encompasses a lot of things that whatever we do, what in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus and giving thanks to his name. So as we do this in our life, being thankful in the moments by moments when we wake up, when we're in the car, when we're walking along the way, you know, how does this enrich our lives? How does this make our lives more enriched? Well, in one way, it magnifies God. And in magnifying God, the bigger God is to us, the smaller our trouble seems. And as we get our eyes off of ourselves and onto the Father and his glory, we are lifted up. And I thought about sometimes in life, you know, we have to change our focus on with what we're going to think and what we're going to confess in our lives. And we have to get our thoughts onto God and all that he is and all that he has done for us, because it's a lot. So we have to change the lens, so to speak, and to keep us in a positive, hopeful state of mind. I have an eye doctor who has a mission statement that's posted on the exam rooms. And it says something like this. It says, "Our mission is to provide the best customer service in a manner that helps you see God more clearly." And I always loved that mission statement. And I thought about, you know, when I'm in the exam rooms with the doctors, you know, he puts me in this chair to get me fitted for glasses, and he has all these lenses, contraptions there, and he'll switch one, and he'll say, "Okay, which is better? Is this one better, or is this one better?" And I'll say the left one, or the first one, and then he'll do it again, and he keeps doing that until he gets the magnification clearly and straight. And I think sometimes that's what we need to do, is that we have to just continue to change our focus back to all the things that God has done for us, so that we can see God more clearly. Another thing that thankfulness does in our life is it brings us to God, and it brings him into our lives. And thanking God is acknowledging him in our lives. It practices the reality that we're not alone, and that when we stay humble, knowing that we rely upon him, being thankful brings God into the picture, it brings him on the scene, and it gives us a greater sense of reality of his presence. In Psalm 95, it's a wonderful praise song, really. But it says in verse 1, it says, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it." And it says to come unto his presence. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. And then just on the other side of the page on Psalm 100, it talks about thanksgiving and being in God's presence as well. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, it is he that made us. It is not we of ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and to bless his name. And in Psalm 140, verse 13 says, surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in his presence. And we also know, we've read that in God's presence is fullness of joy. Psalm 116 says that thou shalt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures any evermore. So being thankful to God and knowing that he is real in our God, in our life, that we talk to him and we're thankful for the things that he has given us, for the beautiful sunrises that happen every single day, for the bright sunshine, for the fresh air to breathe, for the moon that comes up at nighttime, for his faithfulness in all these ways. And it brings joy and gladness to our lives. Peace is another thing that as we do, we're thankful and we couple it with prayer, that it gives us a peace that surpasses understanding. And that's in Philippians chapter 4, very familiar to us. Chapter 4, verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I want to share an incident of Mike and I when we were out camping earlier in the summer. In the middle of June, and we were out camping in the mountains, in the Sierra Mountains up here, and the weather station had said that they was going to have a 9% chance of rain, which didn't seem like much. We might get a little sprinkles, but it'll move on, right? Not that big of a deal. Well, it started to rain a little bit, and then it started hailing for about 4 or 5 minutes, and then suddenly we started to hear thunderings in the distance. Well, it ended up raining, and it thundered, and it was a cold storm. We were huddled in our screened-in canopy with all the layers on that we could. And I find myself looking at the screen, realizing that ice crystals are now forming on the screen because the temperature had dropped so much. And so by this time, it was wet outside. I wasn't sure how long this was going to last. I made dinner, and we sat down, have our dinner, and Mike prayed. And he thanked God for the warm meal, and he thanked God for the rain, and he paused. And it was a long pause. And it really kind of got my attention. And then he asked God to help us get a nice fire going to keep us warm for the evening. And we finished our meal. We went outside the canopy, and he got the pine needles and twigs together. And very soon he had a healthy fire going. And I looked at the sky, and the sky was blue. And I really remember that I believe that the prayer and the humble pause of thanks made a difference in that situation. Another thing that Thanksgiving does is it helps us to live in the present and remind us of what we already have. It says the old song, the old familiar song that we sang. I think we just sang it on Sunday, was Count Your Blessings. And it says, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Name them one by one, and count your blessings and see what God has done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the day goes by. So lastly, I think one of the things that Thanksgiving does, it encourages us and it strengthens and deepens our faith. When we recall how God answered our prayers in the past, and we thank him for the victories that happened in the past and how he came through for us, it reminds us of his faithfulness, and it gives us hope. And the more we give thanks, the more we see how God has worked in us and around us. It encourages us that he will continue to work for us, and he will continue to be there for us in every aspect of our life, because great is his faithfulness. So I guess in the summation of it, I would say may we magnify God with thanksgiving in our lives, enjoying his sweet fellowship, being ever aware of his presence in our life, knowing that it will produce great fruit in our life. That's a little bit about what I wanted to share, just thanksgiving, a blessed way of life. God bless you guys.
Just a little while longer, wanna pray. Can get you off of my soul, came to say thank you, Lord, just for loving me. I, many times I do forget, every need that you have met. Oh, thank you, Lord, I know you're showing me. You are there when I am down. Hands to worship you. I want to say.